The theme is about love. About love. Love that came down at Christmas. Love which means that we give each other presents, hence the hat. And we start thinking about God's love for us. You see, that's a gift, isn't it? God's love for us is a gift. And I mean, Jesus, you know, he is a gift, isn't he? If you know Jesus, you could say that he's the best. He's the very best gift that you've ever had. I want you to hold on to that thought for a minute. Because I want you to think a little bit differently now and think of the very best or the most memorable gift that you have ever received at Christmas. I expect the kids are probably better than this than the adults. I was really struggling, actually. Although the hat's pretty good, I must say. It's cool. It's good. What is the very best gift that you have received at Christmas? Or the most memorable gift in all the Christmases you think back, all those years? What is the most memorable one that sticks in your mind? Okay. See, I don't know about you. Sometimes I find it quite hard to get my head around what actually happened at Christmas. I don't mean the Christmas story. I don't mean, you know, Mary and Joseph, Bethlehem, the manger and all that goes on, the wise men and all that. But it's what happened behind that. Charles Wesley had this incredible line, "Our God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man." I can't get my head around that either. It's really, you know, it's just extraordinary, isn't it? Here we have the king of the universe, the creator of the universe. And of course, in Charles Wesley's day, he didn't know what the universe was compared with what we know what it's like, how vast it is, and that we are on this planet just like a speck of dust compared with everything else that's out there. And yet the creator of all that, all this, all that we enjoy in daily life, has come down to share our lives. Whew. He chose it. He chose to be born to a young, unmarried girl with all the disgrace that that brings. He chose to grow up in a simple, working-class family. Very quickly became refugees in Egypt. He chose to see it all through to the bitter end in a shameful criminal's death, the death on a cross, as we have at the front of our church. I just can't get my head around that. Then I think, maybe I'm complicating things too much. Maybe I need to look at this with the eyes of a child. You know? A child just looks at the crib. A child just looks at the decorations, the angel wings. A child just looks at a lovely picture on a Christmas card. And the baby in the manger and Mary and Joseph, and the child says, "Ah, isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely?" Well, it is, isn't it? It is lovely. It is love. L-O-V-E, love. And that is our theme today, isn't it? You see, the Apostle John wrote, "For God so loved the world, so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever trusts in him will not perish, but have eternal life." It's love. It's wonderful love. "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." Grace. What is it? It's a girl's name. Grace, are you here? You're not here today. No. Okay. It's a girl's name. I don't think John was talking about the short prayer that we often say before a meal. So what is this thing called grace? And is grace the same thing as love? You see, the trouble with the English language is that it has, the word love has so many meanings, isn't it? You know, if you were at the Arts and Crafts Day a few weekends ago, you might have seen in that far corner over there a table which had some models on it. Now, I just love making model ships out of wood. And there was one of my ships, half complete, well, not even half complete, I don't think. And I spent considerable time in our shed back at home enjoying making model ships. And I love it, you know, it's one kind of love. But maybe it's more like enjoyment than love. Love is maybe too strong a word, but I might still say, well, I love doing that. I really do love doing that. And then when I spoke earlier, then of course I introduced our theme and the beanie hat that Jan had given me for Christmas. Well, Jan is the love of my life. And I think it's pretty obvious that Jan's love for me and that my love for her is rather different to my love to making model ships. It covers romance, it covers a commitment of marriage, it covers the deep roots of two people who have travelled life's journey together, bonded together for more than 53 years. I mean, that's another kind of love. And then there's the love of Jesus, and that's totally different again, isn't it? The symbol of love is the cross. We've got it here. I love looking at that cross. I sit in the congregation and I find that really helpful to have a cross to look at. It's big, it's bold, and it's right at the centre of this church's life. It's beautifully decorated this Christmas, thanks to Terry and a whole load of helpers, to make it look like there's angel wings in that. You can see a heart shape in it. It's absolutely brilliant, isn't it? And the cross is the place, though. It's a place of pain. It's a place of crucifixion and torture, execution. So Jesus' love is very different. It's a self-sacrifice. That's what's involved, self-sacrifice kind of love, isn't it? And remember what Jesus said, no love is greater than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. No love is greater than this, than a man or woman lay down his life for a friend. Now, hang on a minute. Jesus did that for me and for you long before I identified as his friend. So what's that all about? I didn't deserve that kind of sacrifice. I really didn't. But the thing is, he cared so much, he loved so much, that he went through it anyway. And he said, that is what grace is. That is what grace is. When we're given something that's absolutely fantastic out of love, but something that we just don't deserve, it's grace. That's pure grace. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of truth and grace. Point words of grace. How do we respond to this? Do we just leave it there and say, well, that's nice, isn't it? Jesus, quoting the Old Testament, said, he told us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Now there's a thought, to love the Lord your God, our love for God. But what does that mean? How do we respond to the overwhelming love of God for us? How do we respond to God's grace poured out for us in Jesus through his birth at Bethlehem and his death on a cross at Calvary? How do we respond? Each one of us will have our own way of responding.